They consider him the greatest painter in Spain. Most marvelous work indeed. Oh yeah.
You have the reputation of mocking the men of cloth in your work.
Do I?
Are you aware of how many powerful enemies you have? Well, yeah.
Fortunately, I also have a few very powerful friends.
This week saw the Prague Gala premiere of Miloš Forman's newest film, Goya's Ghosts, of which you heard part there. It's his first feature since 1999, and his first costume drama since the 1980s, when he made the hugely popular Amadeus, as well as Valmont. Goya's Ghosts stars a new generation of European and American actors, including Stellan Skarsgård, Javier Bardem, and Natalie Portman. Ms. Portman attended the Prague premiere, and here she describes what it was like to work with Miloš Forman.
Oh, it was so lucky. I was just saying that the first time we met, I came an hour late to the meeting because I was an idiot and didn't realize the time difference in Paris and London. So I'm looking at my watch thinking I have so much time, and I arrived to the meeting with Jean-Claude and Miloš like an hour late, and I arrived in tears and going, I'm so sorry. And they were like, sit down, have a glass of wine, relax. And it was just amazing. It's always strange to talk about someone when you're sitting next to them, but it was just so nice being with someone who's such a confident leader. He really knew exactly what he wanted and was able to express that so clearly to us all, the entire crew and the actors. And when you feel safe with your leader, then you can try all sorts of crazy things, and you feel safe that they're going to take care of you with their editing of the film and their direction, that they're going to lead you the right way. And also it allows for everyone to have a good time, because it's so much less stressful when you have someone who's so clear and so expert at what they're doing, guiding you. So it was very fun.
To say that Miloš Forman and his films are highly regarded in the Czech Republic is something of an understatement. In short, he is a phenomenon, one of the best filmmakers this country ever produced. From early features like The Fireman's Ball to American productions like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Goya's Ghosts, however, has not gone down well with a number of Czech reviewers, and some have been downright scathing. Ondřej Štindl is a film critic for Týden, a popular weekly news magazine.
I would say that the basic problem of Goya's Ghost is that the movie is basically unfocused, saying too many things all at once, and none of it, let's say, properly or with some sort of depth. It's kind of surprising because Forman collaborated on the script for Goya's Ghost with Jean-Claude Carrière, which is, let's say, European screenwriting superstar, at least, of the 70s, 80s, 60s. So, yeah, it's kind of surprising. I mean, there are some scenes which have some sort of potential, especially at the beginning, but the movie never follows up on it, and just kind of loses itself somehow in a mess, sometimes quite melodramatic mess, sometimes cheap, sometimes shockingly so.
At its core, Goya's Ghosts tells the story of three characters, a monk in the Spanish Inquisition, a beautiful woman imprisoned by the church, and Goya himself, whose lives intertwine with fatal consequences. By turns, all three struggle to keep their heads above water during turbulent events. But while plot twists are many, they aren't always convincing. Mirka Spacilova, one of the country's best-known critics, put it diplomatically in her review for the Czech newspaper Mladá Fronta Dnes. To paraphrase her words, Forman remains a great director, but Goya's Ghosts will never be considered a great film. Týden critic Ondřej Štindl again.
I mean, the movie is quite well cast, but the actors do what the script allows them to do, and that's not much.
My daughter was tortured.
Tell me what the truth is!
In other arts news, a new exhibition recently opened at Prague's Josef Sudek Gallery, near Prague Castle. It celebrates the work of Czech-American photographer Drahomír Josef Růžička, born in 1870. Rushiska's family moved to America when he was just a boy. Nevertheless, he kept strong ties to his homeland as an adult. A pediatrician by profession, he was nevertheless a dedicated photographer all his life, who had a significant impact on a number of Czech greats. Photography specialist as well as curator of the exhibition, Jan Mlčok.
Drahomir Josef Růžička has an elite place in history, and he's been dubbed the father of modern Czech photography. Born in the Czech Moravian Highlands, he was Czech by birth, but his family moved to the United States when he was only 6. The US was a land of opportunity for his father, who was a doctor, but could no longer earn a decent living in the Czech lands. Eventually, the family moved to New York. And later, Drahomir Růžička studied both there and then in Europe.
As a physician, Drahomir Růžička began experimenting with X-rays, and then began his first forays into photography in the early 1900s. By 1908, photography had become a pastime he pursued with passion, a passion he would keep up throughout the rest of his life.
To jeho amatérství nebylo diletantské, to amatérství naopak bylo...
He was an amateur photographer, but by no means a dilettante. He was an amateur with very modern sensibilities, seeking out dynamic subjects, including the modern city. Later, this would have a profound impact on a number of photographers here. When he visited Czechoslovakia in 1921, he influenced people like Josef Sudek and others.
According to Jan Mlčok, one of Růžička's great themes was the city, in his case, New York. A number of these prints can be seen in the current show. One hazy black and white features the most famous of views towards the southern tip of Manhattan, with the Empire State Building rising up. Other areas photographed included Central Park and famous streets like Fifth Avenue. Jan Mlčok points out that often the prints are dynamic and capture the interplay between light and figures in motion. But two of the most famous prints in the show feature the Brooklyn Bridge and the open sea.
He was a pioneer, and he brought the theme of America to Czechoslovakia, a theme picked up by many later generations of Czech photographers, from Alexander Hackenschmidt to Jan Lukas to Eva Fuka. This trend and fascination with the American city, I think, continues to this day. But it began with Růžička.
The exhibition continues at the Josef Sudek Gallery until mid-April. And that's it for today's Arts.